yeah. Just classics. Turn me up wherever you at. It's your boy,
DJ Rampage.
Going in. Hammer,
Roy. Nice and smooth. Hey. A gangstar has got to be the sure shot. Nice and smooth has got to be the sure shot. A gangstar has got to be the sure shot. Nice and smooth has got to be the sure shot. A Greg Nice, a Greg NLCE. Dominum Baso, are we? Rock for a fee, not for free. Maybe I'll do it for charity. Now my employer or my employee is making Greg NLCE very MAD. Don't ever, ever think of jerking me. I work too hard for my royalty. Put lead in your ass and drink a cup of tea. Easter Red Alert and Kid Capri. Ooh la la, ah wee. I say Muhammad Ali, you say glass is clay. I say butter, you say parquet. It's alright if you wanna make a sway. On my way uptown, took the deuce to the trade. I originate, they duplicate. I praise the Lord and keep the faith. It's alright, keep biting at the bait. 92, 1 year later. Peace out, premiere, take me out with the fader.
Meanie, money, mo.
Back on Lance Day Radio Network.
Here's how it goes. I am a genius. I mean this. I shape this. You'll tape this. I'm kind of fiendish. You wish that
I'm not going to talk about the WNBA that much this year. Because I'm just kind of sick of all of it. I'm sick of the race baiting. I'm sick of the whole concept of women telling me that if I don't walk around wearing the local teams, if I don't walk around wearing a New York Liberty, Breonna Stewart jersey, or Brittany Griner jersey, or an Asia Wilson jersey, that's because I'm a sexist and hate women. Because that's not true. I can enjoy women's sports and women's basketball and still be critical of some of the things that I don't like. But what I did like, I saw over the weekend when the WNBA, well, last week when the WNBA started their season. And of course they pit the Chicago Sky against the Indiana Fever because you have Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and they're supposed to be quote rivals. I'm telling you, I love Angel Reese. I love her style. I love her swag. I love her drip. I think she's beautiful. She's not a rival to Caitlin Clark. I know that worked year one. Angel Reese is maybe the Aaron Gordon of the NBA. Maybe the DeAndre Jordan of the NBA. This ain't no Magic Bird. Caitlin Clark is a generational talent. She's a superstar. She's probably one of the top 10, if not top 5, recognized athletes in the entire country. So I'm not going to go down that road. But I did see Angel Reese was on the baseline. Nobody was guarding her. She got a pass and she had a wide open layup. It seemed that the Indiana Fever were playing a zone and Angel Reese backdoored the zone and she got the ball and Caitlin Clark hit her with a flagrant foul, basically tackled her and threw her to the ground. Now, Angel Reese may have flopped a little bit. She got up and cussed Caitlin Clark out, had to be restrained. Caitlin Clark got a tech. And I like that. I liked it because Caitlin Clark, whether you like her, whether you don't like her, whether you want to be a part of the race war, which I refuse to participate in. So you got all the people from the trap, the coalition supporting Angel Reese and hating Caitlin Clark. And then you got people from Middle America supporting Caitlin Clark and saying that Angel Reese is a thug in a Fox News crowd. I'm just not about that, but that was a basketball play. And Caitlin Clark was sending a message. I put on a little bit of weight during the off season. You're not going to push me around like you did last year. You're not going to ragdoll me in year two. I'm a veteran in this mother bleeper. I'm the face of the league. I'm coming for your neck. And that's what sports is about, in my opinion. So I loved it. I hope that she goes full Draymond, elbows people. I want to say in certain parts of the anatomy, but parts of the anatomy that Lance J don't have. Take those elbows right to him. Back to my the impetus for this segment. I'm not going to talk about the WNBA. This is graduation season, and one of my favorite things about graduation season is Lanchay hasn't been blessed to have any children, but I love seeing my god kids, and now I have friends whose children are graduating eighth grade. Some are graduating from high school. Some are even graduating from college, and I love to see people at graduation parties and see young people. I went to HBCU. So I went to the graduation for my alma mater. Speaking of that, Oakwood, y'all got to do better. I'm with my wife and our friends. We're supporting several people that are really near and dear to our family. And there's a vermin outbreak at the Von Braun Center. I don't know what it's called now, but it's in downtown Huntsville. There are several rats that decided to attend graduation as well. I don't know if the rats had anybody that was graduating. I don't know if the rats were there looking for food that was discarded from the previous event. But there were a lot of rats that showed up. I didn't see any of them wearing caps and gowns. We had to vacate our section. We were up at the top. We were in the nosebleeds. And we had to vacate. And I didn't like that. I did not think that. It was a full house. There were about 6,500 people at Oakwood University's graduation. But there were two rats in our section, and I grew up in Baltimore. I know what a rat is. I'm not talking about mice. I'm talking about rats. So we got to do better than that. I think if there are rats in the crowd, like, you got to give a half a refund. You're talking about danger to the general health of the population. But the theme of the graduation speeches, whether it was college or high school or elementary school, kindergarten. You have people that come in and speak, and they talk about their experiences, and they talk about these all successful people who are usually highly educated individuals, people that have created small businesses for themselves. One of the speech at Oakwood University was a judge. These are people that are high-powered, brilliant individuals, erudite, worked hard, overcame obstacles, talk about their lives. The best ones get in and get out. They get in, they speak for about 15 to 20 minutes. Some of them ramble, they want to talk for an hour. Nobody wants to hear what you accomplish for an hour. It's not that important. It's come and inspire and get the hell off the stage. But the central theme of what I heard in all of these speeches is that it's very important who you surround yourself with as you matriculate through life. Your friends, how close you are to your family, the person that you pick to spend your life with, spouse, partner, baby mother, baby daddy, who you procreate with, your mentors, the colleagues that invest in you, the friendships, your network, your brand. It's critical that you surround yourself with the right people that will help you to get to where you want to go in life, that have shared values. And if someone doesn't have shared values, that doesn't mean that they're a bad person, but it might mean that you may not want to surround yourself with that individual because they're trying to take you in another direction. If your goal is to be able to retire at 50 and backpack around Europe the rest of your life, that's a fine goal. If your spouse's goal is to make partner and work 80 hours a week, then y'all aren't going to be on the same page. If you're a healthy, clean living lifestyle individual and you want to take care of your body, you want to be a bodybuilder, you want to run marathons, stuff like that, and the people in your circle are always getting chicken wings and beef ribs and hanging out at Starbucks, drinking a 700-calorie latte first thing in the morning, that's not going to get you to where you want to go in life. And as I heard all of these speeches, it really made me think. One of the individuals said something that was very profound. You can't take people to the top that don't want to see you make it to the top. Let me repeat that. You cannot take individuals to the top with you if you have goals and your goals are grandiose. I know that Lanchay has some grandiose goals. When I told my friends that I wanted to have a show on Sirius XM satellite radio 8 years ago, they laughed me out of the room. You're a nobody. You didn't go to school. You ain't no pro athlete. Yeah, you got a nice little voice. But so what? You can't take MFers to the top that don't want to see you make it to the top. Because those people are always going to draw you back to either what they're doing or what they think you should be doing. And I thought that that was so profound. And I just, every once in a while, I'll hit the audience with a PSA. Because a lot of us, and whatever the top is for you, there's a misnomer that the top means that you're going to have a nice house. And the top means that you're going to have a lot of money. And the top means that you're going to drive a really nice car. And the top means that you're going to be able to go on exotic trips. And the top means that you'll be able to put your kids in the best private schools and stuff like that. Whatever the top is for you, the top could be getting your body mass index where you need to be. The top could be experiencing the best spiritual experience with your God. Yahushua for me, could be Allah for you, could be Buddha for you. The top could mean just having peace and quiet and enjoying your life and being able to go fishing and enjoy nature. And that could be the top for you. But you ain't going to take nobody to the top that don't want to see you at the top. The people that despise you, the people that are jealous of you, the people that root for you to fail secretly, sometimes they root for you to fail openly. You ain't never going to get to the top with those people in your circle. And I say all the time, if somebody, after you've communicated with them and really broke bread and had the conversation, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me thrice, I'm an idiot and I deserve what happened. Watch out for those snakes. Like I said, look, the snakes and the rats. The rats like Yvonne Braun at Oakwood graduation that don't want to see you make it to the top, that are always doubting you, that are always questioning you, that are always undermining you, that are always making you doubt yourself. You're not good enough. You're not good looking enough. You're not smart enough. You can't do this. Bleep them. Paragon 7 Studios.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon. Paragon.
Negativity. I'm not going to call anybody out personally. I'm just not going to go there. That doesn't benefit me. It doesn't benefit my sponsors. But somebody asked, hey, as you're growing your radio empire, are you going to come after or are you going to put any negative content calling people out specifically for stealing your ideas and trying to act as if your ideas are their own? And not trying to bring you in as a partner, but just, you know, more or less scribbling their names over your name.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
How about I compete with someone that's like 100 steps below me? That doesn't make any sense. That's hustling backwards. That's a waste of my time. I mean, I've never seen the JV team pick on the varsity team when I was in high school. I'm not worried about JV team.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
People tell me how lucky my daughter is to have been adopted. But really, we are the lucky ones. Learn more at AdoptUSKids.org.